Somebody say, well, you know, the master, he was unfair, right? He gave one guy five, he gave another one two, and another one one. He was unfair. Let me tell you something. All three of them got jacked, right? All three of them got paid. All three of them got a lot of money.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the first half of Stewardship, Your Talents. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Stewardship, Your Talents.
So everybody has, if you go to the next slide, everyone has some kind of natural talent. So what do we mean when we say natural talent? Well, both believers and unbelievers have natural talents. A natural talent is inborn. It's something that you have received. Many of us have received the talent at birth, but it has to be developed, it has to be cultivated as we go through our life. A natural talent is an inherited skill possessed in a greater degree than others. So I'm going to talk about that here in a second. And then a natural talent is an increased ability in a certain area. So if you go to that next slide, we see that examples of natural talents, there are athletics. You know, there are some people that are just natural born athletes. I mean, they can jump out of the stadium. They can run faster than anybody else. They can catch. They got hands like glue. I mean, they are just natural born athletes. And, you know, I've seen a lot of natural born athletes that have just wasted their potential. I mean, there's a whole lot of natural born athletes that are in jail. There's a whole lot of natural born athletes that are hanging on the corner. And if they would have just channeled that energy into something positive, man, they could have went a long way. I wish I had some of that athleticism that I know that some of these guys have. Some people can write. I mean, writing just comes easy to them. That's just a natural talent, a natural gift that's been given to people. Singing, you know, oh man, how I wish I could sing. You know, how I wish that I could sing. I tell you what, if I could sing, y'all would be in trouble. But I know, as I've said before, like the hummingbird that was up on in the tree, and the vulture flew up there and swallowed him up. And he came back and he said, I might not be able to sing, but I got singing down in me. So I might not be able to sing, but it's down in me. You know, you look at some of the brothers up here, you know, they are smooth as silk, right? I mean, they just kind of, you know, just don't have to strain or anything. Just open their mouth and it just flows out. Well, that's a gift of God. That's something that God has blessed them with. Photography. Some people have an eye for photography. Now, I do want to say this, that even with these natural born talents, that they still have to be nurtured and they still have to be developed. And somebody, they might, you know, aspire to a talent and be able to develop that. But I'm talking about natural abilities that come directly from the hand of God. Some people have a mind for science. Some people have a mind for gardening. They can just go out. They have we call it a green thumb. Everything they touch just blossoms and turns to fruit. But then there's other people, you know, if somebody gave you a plant for your birthday, it would be dead the next month later, right? Because that's just, you know, just don't have a gift for that. Mathematics. You know, man, so some people have a mind for mathematics. You know, I look at my son, Daniel. I mean, he don't have to study, man. He got all that stuff. He's taking the highest math that you can take. And I'm trying to figure out, well, I know he didn't get it from me because I was trying to avoid, you know, when I went to college, man, I was trying to find the lowest math class that I could get just to get by because I hated mathematics. But, you know, some people have that talent for mathematics. You know, there's a lot of people that have the gift for mathematics, and they're using it in a negative way. Now, I'm going to give you a negative illustration, right? But I want to show you what I mean. All right, when I was growing up, my mother and father, God rest their souls, they used to play numbers. All right. I know none of y'all in here played numbers. Right? But you would have the number man. He would come around every day, Monday through Friday, and they even had the little dream books, right? That if you had a dream, you know, you could look up your dream and see what your number was and play the number. And the number man would come, and he would have his little pad. He would write your name, and then he would write the number down. But there were some guys that they didn't even need a pad. They could come and take your number and remember what your number was. Now, look, that is a God-gifted ability to be able to do that. How many people could go and take, you know, 30 or 40 numbers, remember the name and the person? I mean, and the number. See, again, I'm trying. I know that was a negative illustration. I see some of y'all frowning at me, right? I don't play the numbers, so I just want to let you know. But these people were geniuses. And they use that natural talent, they use that natural ability, you know, to do the wrong thing. You know, artists. You know, there are some people, you know, I'm sure that there are other people here that can do it, but I just see, you know, some of my grandkids. Man, they can sit down and they can draw faces and they can draw eyes with depth and detail, and it almost looked like that those eyes are telling a story. It looks like there's something to be said in that face. And again, just natural ability. You know, I could draw an eye and put another circle in there and put some eyelashes on it, but that would be it. But, you know, some people just have that ability to capture that eye, and it's detailed. There's a story in it, and that's something that's natural. Again, it can be developed, but it's natural. You know, some people have a natural ability just to be able to connect with other people, just to sit down and be able to talk. And some people have the natural ability to be able to turn other people. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, that connection. Some people have an ability to understand the mechanics and engineering. And so these are natural abilities that people have. Now, natural talents can be used in three ways. They can be used to serve God. You know, whatever your natural ability is, you can use that to serve God. You can use that to serve yourself. And we see this mostly, and this is not in a selfish way. But this is when people that have jobs, generally, they get a job that is in line with their natural ability. You know, on the slide that we saw before, many people get jobs in the area of their natural ability. And so they serve themselves. So natural abilities can be used to serve God, self, or others. You know, you can use your gifts and abilities to be able to minister for God and serve others, all right? Now, natural talents come from the Lord. Now, people might say, well, you know what? I got this talent, and I got it all on my own, and God had nothing to do with it. Well, I'm going to show you this morning that God is the author of our talent. And again, people might not want to recognize that. They might not want to give God, as the choir sang this morning, give my God the glory, give my God the praise. But God is the author of natural talents. Look at Exodus. Let's travel back to the Old Testament, to the book of Exodus. Let's look at Exodus chapter 35. And when God was building the tabernacle, it talks about two individuals that he specifically gifted to be a part of the building of the tabernacle. Exodus chapter 35 and verse 30. Exodus 35 and verse 30. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord hath called by name Bezalel, the son of Uriah, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he hath filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of, look at this, workmanship. Workmanship. That's being able to craft and design things. Verse 32, and to design beautifully wrought works, to work in gold and in silver and in bronze, and in the cutting of stones to set them, and in carving of wood to make any manner of skillful work. And he hath put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholiab, the son of Ishmaash, the tribe of Dan, them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work of the engraver, of the skillful workman, of the embroiderer in blue and in purple, in scarlet, in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any work, and those that design beautifully wrought works. Wow. God put it in these individuals. He's gifted them. And notice all the things, craftsmanship, working with gold, artistic abilities, that God had a purpose, God had a plan, and God designed within these individuals the talents to be able to accomplish these things. One more verse I want to turn to is Psalm 139. Psalm 139. And we see that each person is designed and crafted by the hand of God. Psalm 139. The psalmist says in verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. He said that he was fearfully and wonderfully made. My substance was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret in the intricately wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unformed, and in thy book all my members were written, which were in continuous, were fashioned, yet as when there was none of them. In the womb, God brought together, is what the Hebrew says here, the egg of the woman and the sperm of the man, that God brought it together, and that when he brought it together, he intricately wrought the thing that he wanted to accomplish in that individual. And so it was at this point that God designed, and notice what it says here. It says, my members were written down. Somebody else, another translation, says, all my days were written down, that God planned them all out. He designed me, and he planned out the days that I would live. And so we see that natural talents and natural abilities come from the Lord. So that's my introduction to my message. Let's get into the word now. Somebody say what? Say what? Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. In Matthew 25, let's start reading in verse 14. Matthew chapter 25 in verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, every man according to his ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made 5 other talents. And likewise, he that received 2 he also gained two. But he that had received one went and dug in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with him. And so he that had received five talents came and brought other five talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained besides them five talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received two talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me two talents. Behold, I gained two other talents beside them. And his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He that had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not spread. And I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast what is thine. His Lord said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gathered where I have not spread. Thou ought therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with interest. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto the one that hath 10 talents. For every one that hath shall be given, and he that hath, he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In this passage, we see that Jesus is letting us know, and the reason I went all, covered all that stuff that I did in the beginning, that you have been blessed with a talent. And what you do with your talent matters. And in this parable that Jesus gives, he's looking for faithfulness in the use of your talent. That an example that we see, the brothers that were up here singing this morning, the praise team that was up here singing this morning, you know, they have been blessed with the talent. The musicians that were up here this morning have been blessed with the talent. And they used their talent to minister to God and to us. They could have taken their talent and hid it in the ground like this wicked servant, but they didn't. They used their talent. People are using their talents all over this sanctuary this morning in various ways, various capacities. Those are individuals that say, Lord, you have blessed me with a gift. You have blessed me with a talent, and I'm going to use my talent in your service. And so this parable here talks about faithfulness in serving God with your talent. Let's notice the first thing. We see that he gave each man a talent according to his ability. Now, what is a talent? So let's be clear on what it means here. A talent in the parable referred to a monetary commodity. Actually, a talent was worth 6,000 denarii. So you say, yeah, now you just confused me further. I didn't know what a talent was. Now you threw another word in there, denarii. Well, denarii actually was a Roman coin that was worth a day's wage. So a talent was actually worth what? 6,000 days of work. Go to that next slide. When we look at the parable of the talents, the man that received one talent, he actually received 6,000 denarii, and that would have been one day's wage. A denarii was one day's wage, but he received 6,000. So he received 6,000 days' wage, which would have lasted him for 16 years. The man with two talents, he received 12,000 days' wages, which would have lasted him for 32 years. The man with five talents, he received 30,000 days wages, which would have lasted him for 82 years. And so we see here that nobody came off cheap. Somebody say, well, you know, the master, he was unfair, right? He gave one guy five, he gave another one two, and another one one. He was unfair. Let me tell you something. All three of them got jacked, right? All three of them got paid. All three of them got a lot of money, all right? And notice what it says in verse 15. It says, and he gave five talents to one and to another two and to another one. Every man, look at this, according to his ability. He gave them what they could handle. So he knew the guy that he gave one to could only handle one. He knew the guy that he gave five to could handle five. So, you know, we need to ask ourselves, what talent? Now, again, so I'm making the transition so we know. I'm making the transition from the financial application over to the talent, the natural ability application, without doing any injustice to the text. Because, you know, a talent then was monetary, but we look at talent today and we see that it refers to our abilities. And so what talent has God given you? All of us should be able to think of something that we've been gifted with. That from a natural standpoint. And like I said, I'm going to talk about spiritual gifts in a couple of weeks. So we're not talking about spiritual gifts. We're talking about natural abilities, natural talents. You know, what's your specialty? What thing have you kind of mastered for yourself and you feel right in your environment? You feel right at home when you are doing this thing. I know for me, I love to teach. There's nothing that I would rather be doing than teaching. And so that's why, you know, I mean, you can notice that I'm a teaching pastor, right? You got notes. We got a PowerPoint. You know, I've been accused. Somebody said, Pastor Glaze, watch this. He's a good teacher. He's a good teacher. So I know what that means. That he really don't preach. Some of y'all come up and say, you know, Pastor, you know, so-and-so listened to you on the radio. He said, you a good teacher. Right? All right. But I can preach if I have to. Now. All right. but you know, there's nothing more that I love doing than getting about six or seven commentaries, about five Bible translations, getting some Bible dictionaries, and man, just going to town and just putting that thing together. Man, that's where my passion is. That's where my joy is at. Where's your passion? You know, where is that thing that you know that you love to do? And, you know, some people, it's cooking, right? They love to cook, and they can cook. And some people, I'll let other people cook, right? You know, cooking is a talent. It's a blessing. You know, some people, man, they, you know, like whenever I cook something, man, I got to have the cookbook out, and then I got to have another book that tells me what the measures are, and, you know, a dictionary to tell me what, you know, these things. But some people just get in there and just go to town. You know, that's it.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Stewardship, Your Talents. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Stewardship, Your Talents, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Stewardship, Your Talents. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Stewardship, your talents. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galaise. Dr. Galaise is the author of 8 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.